Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows. Featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, Cultural War of Jihad in the Modern Age. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Reclaiming America's Heritage, Trump Style. Prophetic events, the time will come. And featured on warn-usa.com, Gospel News, Wolves Amidst Sheep Classic at Warn Radio. A Seasoned Tale of Redemption Truth. And don't miss these Warn Radio episodes from January 17th, 18th, and 19th of 2024. On Wednesday the 17th, Hope in Christ, America's Captors, Gaza, Pakistan, Tribulation, Advocacy, Persecuted Church at Warn Radio. Thursday on Battle Lines, Everlasting Light, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 201. Friday the 19th, The Word of the Lord, Righteous Branch, Part 2. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by The Watchman, Dana G. Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? And The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storylines of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus and Robertson. The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now, I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another Friday edition. This is Sound the Shofar. The final trump. I don't mean Donald Trump. The final trumpet. And here we are, beautiful day, and we've said it this week many times, we are glad to be out of that cold. But, you know, as a boy, I was around it all the time. Regularly in the wintertime, 40, 45 below, many times 30 below. Had to walk to school. Now I get a little stretch of this weather. This weather was cold, though. This was some of the deepest temperatures into the negative range that we have had in a long time. Good wake-up call. It's also good for preparation because, you know, at the same time, I mean, just before that, you know, it hit. We had a big power pole out here that was getting ready to break off. So they had to fix it before the cold. And so we were without electricity, without heat, we were without everything. And it just goes to show you that you never know what's going to happen. You have to be prepared. And that is the key. You can be prepared, but, you know, to really be prepared for what is coming, that's going to be tough. Because it's going to be more than anybody can handle. And of course, today, having all those illegals in here, and it's on an agenda from the Democrats. They are a crooked lot. Not all of them. But they want to fill America with illegals to increase the voter rolls. They will win any way they can. Yeah, putting that aside, that's typical politics. And the Republicans, especially Mitch McConnell, does his part to help the Democrats. And of course, Mitch McConnell himself has a Chinese wife. And let's hope that she isn't really connected to the CCP. Because there are a lot of, you know, people who have gotten out of China. And, you know, they're not in America to overthrow it. A lot of good people in this country. This week, the word of the Lord, be not deceived, part 3. And what we're going through is various scriptures and discussing them. And, you know, they're important things that we need to know and pay attention to. You know, this morning I was going through my mail before we did the show to get that done because after the show, I've got to publish it, put it on all the sites, and I'm just busy. There's no time for doing that on Fridays. And so there is a particular individual out there that does a real good job of collecting information on the persecuted church and those who are persecuted. And we don't, we have our sources. I mean, they're easy to find. They're all over. And we tell you who they are. And so you can go and get to know them and get involved with them. So I don't really use this individual, but he's always writing this, been writing reports for a lot of years. And he wrote a report today, and in it, there was this Muslim, big black guy from Ghana, I believe he's Muslim. And he was talking about that their God has given the Muslims a blessing in allowing them to be the ones to kill every last Jew. And this guy is teaching in America. You know, he's in his group. You know, I shouldn't say you know so much, but this thing particularly bothered me, because when I took a look at him, you know, there I said it again. I got to stop that. Forgive me. But because you don't know, I haven't told you the story. That's why you don't know. And he represents a group, I don't know, when he came into America. But he was careful in his words. He didn't say he would do it. He just used the generalization that Allah gave a blessing to the Muslims to allow them to kill all the Jews. And see, we don't need people like that in America. But we have them. We've got them all over the place. And there is so much hatred at the Jews, it just boggles the mind. And we knew that, you know, in prophecy and the end of days, you know, we find these things. We know these things. Anybody that studies the end of days knows what Israel is going to go through. Well, and they're trying to get over the last thing. And I happened to see the pictures as soon as it came out. I mean, because I have I don't have it anymore, because there was a big hack job, you know, and all the things, and one of our things that we use to connect with a lot of groups and various things was hacked. So I took it off my computer. I got it on my phone as an app, which is a little different. But you know, these are the issues we have in America. You know, people, there I go again. And I'm saying that because I am bothered today about it. You know, I prayed and rebuked the spirit, and that's not what I'm talking about, you know. I mean, I look at this because I've been warning America for over 25 years. This ministry is just an end time ministry we were called to some 25 years ago. But Tower and I go back to the 70s, mid-70s, and to the 80s, where we ministered. So it's not that. It's just that if there's one out there that feels that way, there's a whole bunch. And I remember when we first started this, I was monitoring groups around the country. And I could easily find them in New York City. Radical Muslims who were demonstrating and shouting aloud on the streets of New York that they're going to take over America. Now, the trouble with all this is that at the time we need America to be united, our Congress has been disjointed. for many years. Because it's more important to be a Democrat than it is to be an American. And it's more important to be a Republican than it is to be an American. Now, I know certain individuals who were in this country and they were doing a lot of things about opposing what's happening. One of those individuals moved out of the country, very well known. He's still doing what he's doing, but from another country. And I haven't seen where he's moved back. And so these are the things that we have to understand. You know, you may live in a nice house, you may live in a shanty, you may live in an RV. You know, Tower and I lived in RVs for 25 years. And we finally got a home. Now the end of the world is here. It's funny. Yeah, I just bought a home, but the end of the world is here. Well, that's the way it is. Because we've been warning for so long. And the important thing that we're looking at today, folks, is be not deceived. And it just didn't happen that I came across this individual. I mean, I get tons and tons of email. And over the years, I've had a lot of contacts. I've done a lot of shows. Our Isaiah series alone, Tower and I were talking about it last night. You know, just to do the show, like I'm doing this one right now, we've done, as of yesterday, 202 hours of broadcast just from Isaiah. And that doesn't include the study. 202 hours. This particular one, I've been doing it for a long time. And every time I do a broadcast, it's an hour. I do three shows a week. I used to do three-hour shows. And three-hour videos, you know, where we shot the media and we did it live. Until finally, I got a call from my company that hosts us, and they're going to take everything down. And one of the guys that was helping me said, well, why don't you do a 1-hour show or an hour and a half? Why do you got to do 3 hours? Well, then that's what I did. But, you know, today we have tons of people doing shows. And tons of people are on Rumble. You know, and these are hosts and hostess. We are inundated with media. We're inundated with news. We're inundated with politics. We're not inundated with the Word of God, as it should be. And our churches don't seem to be serious. Now, I know some of them are. I know absolutely they are. And I've heard some of these black preachers, you know, they are on fire. And they have been warned in America. Of course, they're in a predominant area where they're all blacks. And excuse the expression, but, you know, they're black churches. And I mean no offense with that, but that, you know, I had black friends, I had white friends. And I've had a certain black individual that stood up for me when I was in a certain situation many, many years ago. And there's one thing the Lord made clear to me, that sin is not in the skin. Sin is that which is within. Did you get that? Sin is not in the skin. It's that sin is that which is within. It comes from within. In your heart, your spirit. So people that make the color of skin as being sinful, and that's exactly what a lot of these liberal blacks are doing, they hate whites. I've seen video after video of three or four whites beating the daylights out of some little white kid. And I've seen him beat him up, strip him naked, and let him lay in the street. And I've seen people stand around and watch and laugh as he lay there bleeding. We've become heartless, gutless, lousy criminals. We allow our kids, including the blacks who feel that they have a right to do what they're doing, and they steal from stores. Nobody stops them. But the thing of it is, the blacks do not deserve any kind of money for being black and being oppressed. America fought a civil war over that, and there was a whole pile of white guys, and some of the black brothers that were able to get loose from their bonds fought alongside the Yankees as they defeated the South to free the slaves. And it was a hell of a struggle, and it costs a lot of blood. There has been gallons of blood shed to free the slaves, and that was predominantly done by the North. Now, there may have been various reasons, but they did. And that war cost a lot of lives, a lot of blood. So the freedom of the blacks was paid for. And what you did with it is up to you. But now they try to remind me, as they did yesterday, that in the world, only 3% of people are white. Well, I'll tell you where a large percentage of the white boys went and the white girls: World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean War. And there was a number of other wars in there. And during World War II, there were blacks that were fighting. But there was a lot more whites fighting. Just like in World War II. I mean, World War I and World War II. And so these are the issues that we got to get through. So, be not deceived. And we're done with the previous conversation now. Matthew 24. Number of verses here. 3 through 14. And, you know, we can find this in the Gospels, in every one of them, where the Lord sat down to tell them. When shall these things be? Now, you see, the Bible doesn't have everything that Jesus did, Yahshua. The Bible doesn't have everything he did, not everything he said. The events, even the Apostle Paul, they have not written everything, but they've written certain highlights. John openly tells you that this isn't all the miracles the Lord did, nor of everything that he said. He said it could fill, you know, entire libraries in the world with the deeds that he did, because there were so many. But these are the important things the Spirit of God points out. Because you need a testimony. The law says, let every word be established by two or three witnesses. And so, with the apostles, there were 12 apostles and one was a devil. Then they appointed someone else to replace that apostle. Then God chose Paul, an enemy of the church, who became the apostle to the Gentiles. So as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? The sign of his coming and the end of the world. Well, we're pretty close to the end of the world. I mean, with the events. These are the end times, the end of days. And with the end of days, the nations of men are going to turn against Israel, and they're going to turn against the Lord. They are. And by the time the Dark One comes, Revelation 13, 2 Thessalonians 2, he is going to set himself up as God in the temple of God. He's going to have a false prophet. So verse 4, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now see, we might think that this is just for the end of days. You know, just for the time of the Antichrist. Thinking that he's going to come and he's going to say that he is the chosen one. Actually, he's going to declare that he's God. But you see, before he gets anywhere, you know, by the time we get to verse 5, we've read, you know, the ones that we're looking at, 3, 4, and 5. These three verses. And two of them tell you about deception. And today we have, over all of these hundreds of years since Christ came, have thousands of denominations. We have thousands of different gods. You have Buddhists who believe in Buddha, and they have an end time. You have Muslims who believe in their God and their leader, Muhammad. You have the Christians. And then you got a plethora of others. Take heed that no man deceive you. Because unless you believe that Jesus is who he said he was, you will die in your sins. John, in his Gospels, in his Gospel and his Epistles, works hard to tell you about this witness of Christ. So I recommend people read John every morning for as long as you can do it. And read the other scriptures, but always read John.
because his is the testimony of Christ. And 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John also will tell you some. 1st John is a prominent one, because the apostles wanted you to know that the one whom they followed was the Christ. And they saw him crucified. They saw him dead. They saw and witnessed the resurrection. Mary ran into him, didn't know him at first. He even talked to her until he mentioned her name, Mary. And then she recognized who he was. The Apostle Paul, who made war against the early church and even witnessed Stephen's martyr. The Lord appeared to him, and he became absolutely convinced. Part of the reason is he went blind temporarily. And the Lord told him what to do, and he went and he waited. And then this Christian came along, laid hands on him, and said, "The Lord Jesus has sent me for you to receive sight." And he prayed for him, and lo and behold, he got his sight back. So of all the things you're looking for, the wars, the rumors of wars, all the trouble, all of everything that makes up the end of days, the biggest thing the Lord has to tell you is take heed that no man deceive you. We got deception everywhere in America. We got deception everywhere in the world. And we know now from the tapes that were released from the J6ers that that whole thing was contrived. We know that Pelosi and Schumer and the others lied through their teeth about January 6th. We know from the tapes they didn't break in. We also know that the January 6th committee purposely destroyed certain videos that made it look like their story wasn't correct. We know that. We even know for sure, absolutely, and it's been proven. They wouldn't listen before. Now that it's all over with and the trouble's done, they've proven how simple. There was an expert the other day in the news that had shown those in Congress how easy it is. I think it was Congress. How easy it is. He took a pen and he changed the vote totals. And we know of thousands and thousands of ballots in various places being found. And of course, you know, there's people that still deny it. I have relatives that don't believe it at all. I don't care. No sweat off me. If you want to believe that it's all a hoax or that we're nuts, I don't care. It doesn't matter because I know the truth. I also know the guy that was in charge, and he actually broadcast what he was doing on the internet, and I saw it because I'm on the internet all the time because of our shows and all the stuff we do. And he said right on there, "Trump is not going to win." I made sure of that. And there was a whole bunch of ballots. And he was changing the totals on the machine, too. But see, the Democrats would have nothing of it. And the Republicans wouldn't stand up for anybody. Trump kept insisting they cheated. That's the way he is. People got sick of it, so they hated him. Now, let's go over here at the end of days. You're going to have to make a decision because there's going to be a lot of people come through. Certain individuals will call fire down from heaven, do all kinds of things to make you think that they are the chosen one. You better not believe it. You're going to regret it for all eternity. That's why he tells you twice. Let every word be established by two witnesses. And the Lord tells them twice. In three sentences, he tells them twice. That means pay attention. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. We've got wars and rumors of wars all the time. But it is troubling. And you have to work not to let it trouble you. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That's just the way it is. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. So you have Hamas attack Israel. And then you have a number of other countries that are in there. You have Saudi Arabia concerned about it. You have Jordan concerned about it. You have Iran, of course, concerned about it. And you have threats. They're all going to attack Israel and stop it. And you have China threatening Taiwan. You have Russia threatening Ukraine. Ukraine begging America for more billions. What the hell did they do? Excuse the expression. With all the other money we gave them. We're giving them money, but we don't even care about our own border. We've now filled up America with enough people to overthrow this country. And yesterday, of course, if you go down to the border where you can cross from America into, you know, Mexico. Now, see, I was in the service out in San Diego. I know very well where the border is down there. You know, because the Navy told us plainly, stay out of Tijuana. If you go across the border and you get in trouble or break a law, you're going to be down there. We're not going to come and bail you out. You're going to be over the hill. So I know that border. I never went into Tijuana. So these trucks broke through. And there was three of them lined up. Well, there was one sitting there, but there was a whole bunch of them, and they were looked like the kind of things that we would farm in the old days. We'd put stuff in, but these were filled with illegals. And as they ran the border, they were all cheering. You could hear them. And so they're going to enter into wherever they crossed, because there's more than just one place. And, of course, as the practice is, they'll cross the border, go over to America, they'll all get out and scramble. But, see, the thing of it is, there's a whole pile of them that have credit cards worth $5,000. You know, there's a whole line, and of course, the certain church charities are helping Biden to take care of all these. Now see, the Catholic Church came out many years ago and thought America needed to be socialist and that every church needed to be Catholic. And I heard that personally from the Pope at the time. So now America's invaded. Nation is going to rise against nation. Kingdom is going to raise against kingdom. There's going to be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. This is the phase that I call it. I don't break it into anything. I don't tell you about a pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. You want to worry about a pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, go right ahead. I don't worry about it. I go according to what the Lord said in John. He was talking to him about going away, and he says, if I go away, he was going to prepare a place for him. But this is the part. If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you will be also. But in another place, he prays to his Father, Father, I pray that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. So make sure that he's coming again. He says so. But he's not going to just willy-nilly take you out of the world at any time. He's going to receive you unto himself. But not everybody. He said to keep them in the world. And I pray that they'll be kept from the evil. So at any rate, many are going to come saying, I am Christ, or the Anointed One. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. You don't like it? That's it. It's going to happen. The Muslims are ready for worldwide jihad. And we have our border wide open, and Biden and the UK have been bombing the Houthis. Don't you think the Houthis and the others know where we are? They know very well the news. They're not stupid. Well, yeah, gee, I don't know where America is. Yeah, get your head out of your butt. It's time for people to wake up in the church, in the pastorate, in the Bible schools, in the Catholic Church. Everywhere. Because this is just the beginning of sorrows. This is your wake-up call. There's going to be deception. There's going to be those that will look like Christ and act like Christ, but it's not going to be Christ. Christ is coming in the clouds. That's the difference. With his army. And there's going to be rumors of wars and wars. You know, you're going to hear these rumors of war all the time. And that's what we're hearing today. Don't be troubled. But the problem of it is we do get troubled. But these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. And then he goes on to say, nation against nation. Nation shall rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Now see, we already have the jihadists, the Muslims, who threaten everybody with killing them and chopping off their head. We cover the persecuted church. We know what they're doing overseas. The governments of men don't seem to care less. I mean, they don't care at all. And the people that run the various organizations that bring aid to the persecuted church, they've tried talking to American legislators and things. And there's a lot of them that are concerned. But, you know, overseas, you know, you get in Nigeria. I've followed Nigeria since Jonathan Goodluck Johnson was in there, who was supposed to be a Christian. Nobody cares. None of the governments care. It's one of those things that happen. They don't have the army, especially in Nigeria. They didn't have an army to fight the jihadists. The jihadists was better armed. A lot of these organizations, these people who are jihadists, they have sources of income. Now we know why. Biden gave, opened up Iran's accounts. The first thing Iran did was give money to all those Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the first target was Israel. Go figure. And then there's pictures of the Ayatollah looking at all their bombs and missiles because they're trying to make a nuke. Just what do you think they're going to do with the nuke when they get one? See, this is the end of days. But see, we're in the beginning of sorrow. Right here, you can read. Now, some people have you further into the tribulation. I'm not debating that. I could care less. I do not care where people think they are in the tribulation. I don't care a whit. I live every day by faith, and when the Lord comes, he's going to come. And if I'm alive, that's fine. If I'm dead, that's still fine, because I'm going to be with him. Alive or dead, I'm the Lord's. And I'm not going to worry about it every day about, is he here? No, you'll know when he's here. That's what a lot of these people are banking on. Christians being foolish. If he doesn't come exactly when you think he's supposed to come, what are you going to do? Oh, and then this is the fun part. And this isn't even all of it. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So, wars, rumors of wars. Many will come in my name and deceive many. See, so you have deception and wars and threats. Famines, pestilences, that's the beginning. Doesn't that sound like fun? That's the beginning. Now, of course, if you're a pre-tribber, they'll tell you you won't go through any of that. But I got news for you. You've already been going through stuff. Whoever told you that the tribulation of 7 years is full of bunk, I know, because I studied it in Bible school. I know about this stuff. Nowhere in Scripture does it say it's going to be 7 years of tribulation. I know where they've got it. I've discussed that in depth with theologians. Frankly, I don't care what you believe. If you want to believe it, fine, go ahead. I don't care. I just don't teach on it. I teach that you need to be prepared. You need to be awake. You need to follow Christ. You need to understand how dangerous it is. And that means taking care of your family, watching over them, praying over them. Praying, Lord, keep my child from the evil. And you name his name. Keep little Johnny from the evil out there. Protect him and watch over him. Give him a good day. Prayer is the sword, along with the word of God. Okay, now, all these are the beginning of sorrows, so we've discussed it. Then it says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Well, let's see what part. During the famine, the pestilence, where you manage to escape it, the earthquakes that are happening, the wars, the kingdom against kingdom, the nation against nation. When is there going to be time for them to rise up and be afflicted? Now, see, one of the people you have to watch for that is the governments. One of the largest perpetrators of murder in the world are the governments of men. Stalin, Mao, and a lot of others. And if you look at Klaus Schwab and these nuts that are trying to bring in their little thing, they're all mad at Trump because they think that he's going to mess it up. Well, I hope he does. They want you to eat bugs. They want you to own nothing to be happy. And then I seen this other thing about this, what do you think the ones that are controlling us going to be doing? Well, they're going to have plenty of electricity, and if it starts going short, you're not going to have any. They will. They're going to be eating the T-bone steaks. They're going to be eating the lobster Thermidor. They're going to be doing all these things. You're not. Because you're not And we know this, too, from testimony. And this is a whole other line of thought that we know. Because there are a conglomeration of rich people who are in on this. And are going to be protected, and are going to have food, and are going to have everything fine. Because after all, the peons, what do we need them for? You know, we need to reduce the surplus population. According to some, like Bill Gates. So they're going to deliver you up to be afflicted, and will kill you. And you'll be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, many people believe that just applies to the Jews, but it doesn't. Because I can tell you right now, there's already a delivering up to be afflicted and kill, and that's the persecuted church. And this is the worst persecution of the persecuted church, I think, that's ever been going on. And then shall many be offended, shall betray one another and hate one another. Why? Well, because they believed in the pre-trib rapture and it didn't show up. Why are you destroying this nice nation? We've got lots of churches. We honor you. Many are going to be offended. They're going to betray one another and hate one another because they don't like what's happening. Why am I, you know, why is it happening to me? And then it says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. The false prophets come in because they always come in. They're sent by the devil. And they're there to cushion your woes. Oh, poor little Christian, or poor little Johnny and Billy and Mary and Martha and all the rest. You're offended because it didn't happen. Well, let me tell you, it was never going to happen. I'm here, but I'll help you. That's the false prophets. And they're going to deceive many. They're going to rise. It says not maybe, but they will. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, I believe that happened a long time ago. When iniquity abounds, the love of many does wax cold. And in America, the love has gone into iceberg status. Because America's filthy. Americans believe lies. Now verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now that's where we come in at. Because this broadcast goes around the world. And we have, you know, places like in India where there are those particular websites that distribute video or audio, or they leave them up. Just like you can go to our website and listen to all our shows. You can download what you want, and you won't be charged a nickel. You won't find a ton of ads on it either. They're clean websites. You find what you're looking for. Well, unless you're looking through all the episodes of our Isaiah series. Because I'm not putting 200 episodes of Isaiah on the front page. But we have a way for you to find them. So in this episode, on this Friday morning, we looked into the belly of the beast known as the end of days. The highlight is the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end is not coming until that gets fulfilled. And no matter how hateful and screwed up the governments are, no matter how much they try to stop people from having websites or people preaching the gospel is going to be preached. And they're going to pay with their lives. And I'll tell you, one of the secrets to the entire book of Revelation is in 12:11, where it says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Christianity is not for the faint of heart. It's not a free ride to heaven. You know, in the old days, when we're rather young and stupid, a lot of young preachers, you know, Christ paid the cross, the cost at Calvary. It's, you know, salvation is free. Come while you can, you know, do it. Salvation is, it's not free. Because once you become, you know, you accept the Lord and decide to walk in this, you're going to find out there's a cost. Now, Tower and I came out of the church. We were both in churches. I was raised a Methodist. And then the Lord showed me what real salvation was, and I was born again. And we're long past fairy tales. This is the meat of the word. It's going to cost you. Father, we thank you for this word and for those who have listened. Bless those who have listened. Help them to understand. Lord, bless them richly. Guide them, direct them. Fill their heart with love, joy, and peace. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, receiving of this word. And let this word go around the world. Let people hear it and understand and come to know you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. On this Friday, tomorrow's Shabbat, actually tonight, be safe. Take care of yourself and your family. Get in the Word of God and be not deceived, my friends. The battle is every day. And in this battle, there are costs. Till next time. Shalom, everybody. Be safe. Look up, for he is coming.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.